It is Friday, November 15th, 2013. I'm Aaron Smith, the Art Guy, and you are listening to The Academic Aesthetic. Welcome to Episode 2 of Season 2. It feels weird because Season 1 lasted for many, many years, but with the reboot, I've renumbered things. And I also figured out Wednesday's episode took way too long to edit, so I gotta try to keep this a little simpler, maybe not go over as much stuff. So, let's go through the stories. The first one I found on a website called petapixel.com. There will, of course, be a link in the show notes over at academicaesthetic.com. And it's an interesting read. Basically, there was a musician who, he goes by Whitey, but his name is N.J. White, who got a letter from a TV producer saying, hey, we want to use your stuff. We are not going to pay you, but we'd like to use it. And the musician responded in no uncertain terms, hey, I work for a living, this is my income, how many things do you do for free? Only he was far more elaborate than that in his response, and there were some comments about how he might have been burning a bridge, but you know what? That's his right as an artist. As an artist myself, I give a lot of my stuff away under a Creative Commons license. It's essentially free advertising for me if the license is used correctly. You use my image, you give a link back to me, and you've given me credit, and that's fine. Now, I have other licenses that I'll put stuff under. A lot of it can be under a traditional copyright license, where you definitely need my permission to use it. A lot of it's under a non-commercial license, which means if you want to sell it, you've got to get my written permission first. The Creative Commons license does allow for those options. But all of those are my choice. And the bottom line is, it comes down to the artist's choice. And in today's economy, there are a lot of companies and individuals who believe that just the notion of, hey, we're giving you free advertising, we'll talk about how cool your stuff is, should be sufficient compensation for an artist who's trying to make a living with their art. At the same time, there are people out there who are saying, hey, with the way that the internet works right now, there are plenty of venues, Tumblr, Podomatic, WordPress, Blogger, etc., where you can show your art for free, or let people listen to your art for free, or let people watch your art for free, depending on the art style that you're doing, or read your art for free. So don't give your stuff to other people for free to be used commercially. Put it on your own site and promote yourself that way. You're the best promotion you can give. The bottom line is, like I've just said, it comes down to the artist's choice. So I thought this art was interesting. I think it'll be a great classroom discussion since I happen to teach in a building full of artists. We're an arts academy, for crying out loud. So I shared this with other members of my department and they're planning on using it, and I probably will be using it as well. Next up is a little autobiographical. Yesterday, I got an email from a company called Tech for Learning. Now, I've talked about Tech for Learning before. I've blogged about them before. They make a bunch of cool programs. One of them is Frames. And I've used Frames many times in the past. I've been using it for years. It's probably the best animation software for kids that I have ever seen. Before I started using Frames, I was teaching my students how to make animations just by taking the still frames, whether they were photographed drawings or made using PowerPoint or whatever, importing them into iMovie or Movie Maker, shortening their duration down to 1/10 of a second, which is the smallest you can go with images in Movie Maker and iMovie, and then exporting that as a movie, which is a bit of a drawn-out process. Frames streamlines that, and it also lets you create your own art using vector graphics, which is a lot of fun to do. I've been using their products for years. I've been talking about how cool their products are for years. Well, apparently I've been doing that enough that they decided to name me an innovative educator because I got a bunch of video tutorials on how to use Frames up on my YouTube account, mainly for my students to watch so they can learn how to do it and make animations in my classroom. So they've given me a few things, which is kind of nice, including my own personal copy of Frames. I no longer have to go into school to use Frames to make tutorials and stuff. Although, if I remember correctly, they're licensing does allow me to install one copy of Frames on a personal computer, but it's still a school copy. It's still a school account. It's just that their licensing allows me to install it on a home computer so I can build lessons and stuff at home and grade projects at home. if they're handing in frames files. This is my copy, so it's no longer linked to, well, if you ever change your employment, you gotta delete that. So I have this own personal copy that I can hold on to no matter what happens with my career, which is kind of nice because I really do like frames. They've also given me a copy of Pixie, which is sort of like frames, but it's not animation. It has some features that frames doesn't have for creating 2D art. Although if I'm just drawing a picture, I still prefer frames over Pixie. And there was another one, Share, which if I remember correctly is web design, which is kind of neat. So those are all my personal copies, and they gave me the product codes for them and everything. And that was kind of neat. There's a few other things. I posted that up on academicaesthetic.com, so you can read that if you want to by going there. It's the post that showed up right before I'm posting this episode, so you won't have to scroll too far down if you're viewing this near the time that I'm publishing it. Okay, so let's talk about our last story. So hopefully this podcast won't be too long. This one is from Mashable. Mashable.com, and apparently there was an app. Let me see where the app was. I want to say it was in the Google Play Store. I'm not seeing where it says the app was. Oh, the Android Store. It was in the Android Store, the Android Google Play Store. So what happened was they had this app which basically promised Instagram users, hey, you give us your username and password to log in, and you'll get free likes and more friends and stuff like that. And as is usually the case with something like this, it was a total scam. Programs like this don't work. They don't work well, if they work at all. And frankly, if you're building up your follower base and your like base with fake stuff, then you're not actually getting a legitimate community, and the internet, in my personal opinion, should all be about the community. Interactions with people who aren't really interacting with you are worthless, in my opinion. Well, they managed to scam 100,000 Instagram users into giving their accounts away to this company, and the app did get caught and did get taken down, but by that point it was already too late. So it's a lesson in internet security, one that you can share with your students, because I can almost guarantee if you're teaching middle school or higher, possibly even elementary school for a lot of them, your students have Instagram accounts. Your students have Facebook accounts, which Facebook owns Instagram. So this is something that will definitely appeal to them because it's something that they use every day and something that will possibly scare them, and it should scare them. You do have to watch for these things. Anytime you see anything that says, we'll get you more friends and more followers, click here. We'll help you build traffic to your site, click here. It's usually not worth the effort of doing it, and many times you will end up getting scammed and losing access to your account, or ending up giving access to your account to people who will use it for nefarious purposes, like clickbaiting and things like that. So it's good fodder for a lesson plan. I included it in my warm-up for my students on Wednesday, and the faces on my students as they realized what the story was about were priceless. Okay, so those are three stories to talk about. If you want to see the ones that I didn't talk about, but I still thought were interesting, you can find those over on my Tumblr site, which is theartguide.tumblr.com. You can get to all this stuff from aaronbsmith.com. That'll have a link to this show, that'll have a link to my Tumblr, a link to my Twitter account, a link to my YouTube channel, where you can see my various video tutorials for my students, and as well, I record my presentations that I give at conferences, and I put them up there as well. Also, you will not see a link to my Facebook account, because I don't have one. You will not see a link to my Instagram account, because I created one and then never used it. So, I've got zero friends on Instagram, and I've got no images on Instagram, and I'm not following anyone on Instagram. So, oh, go me. But, oh well. I would also greatly appreciate any comments you might have for me with this reboot. Perhaps you have an interesting story that you'd like to share or you'd like me to share with my audience. By all means, please do so. You can go to academicaesthetic.com. Again, you can get to all this from aaronbsmith.com, so you don't need to learn how to spell academic aesthetic. Although, as an art teacher, I do think you should know how to spell aesthetic, but I'm a nitpicker in that regard. You can go to my podcast site, academicaesthetic.com, and leave a comment there, and that'd be awesome. I read all the comments, even the spam, although, of course, I delete the spam. You can also go to my Tumblr site, and there's an Ask Me Anything / Submit Something button, essays text, but you get the idea. It's a link. You click on that, and you can submit stuff anonymously that way. You don't need a Tumblr account to do that. So if you don't have one, don't look at that as a barrier of entry. So that's kind of nice. And I think I'm going to wrap this up because I've already been talking too long when I said it was going to be a short show. I'm almost at the time that I was when I recorded the last one. I'm probably going to have to cut some stuff out. If you have any questions, comments, or criticisms, please feel free to contact me. This has been Aaron, the Art Guy Smith, and have fun.